Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. Dave Glover Show, a few minutes past 5 p.m. So tomorrow night, Game 7, historic Game 7, Blues and the Bruins in Boston. And who better to have on than Big Walt, Keith Tkachuk from the St. Louis Blues. Keith, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to a big night tomorrow night.
Woo! Better believe it. Absolutely. So I got to tell this story. I don't know if you remember, probably 10 years ago, we're at dinner with Bolger and Dallas Drake and Gus Frerotte and a bunch of people. And it makes me feel old because your babysitter called and one of your boys had a gash in his head. And I'll never forget you saying to your wife, "Is it a cut or a gash? Because if it's a cut, I'm not going home." And now I think that son's in the NHL. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's probably possible, but that's hilarious. What a terrible dad. I can't get my home.
It's a hockey dad answer for sure.
And another thing about that night was I wasn't really making a lot of money yet. And at some point, I realized that the senior guy pays the whole bill. And I thought senior meant oldest, which would have meant me, and you couldn't get a BB up my butthole. And it turned out that Gus Frerotte was the senior guy, and I didn't have to pick up that check, and I've never been so relieved.
I love it. That's great. I'm sure where were we eating at?
We were in the back room of Fleming's.
Fleming's. Okay, yeah. Okay.
That was when, I'll never forget, Dallas, what a sweet guy. And it's Dallas Drake, freaking Dallas Drake. And I sit next to him the whole night, and we're talking, and talked about how I lived on a lake. And at the end of the night, Dallas said, "Dave, can I ask you something?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Could I come fishing at your house?" I'm like, "Yeah, aww. Dallas Drake, you can come fishing in my house. You can come right friggin' now. You kidding me?"
So he loved that. He loved that outdoor stuff, that fishing and all that stuff. So,
and also, yeah. So also, Walt, I don't know if you remember this. I asked you, "Who's the toughest guy you've ever played with?" And you said, "He's sitting right there. It was Dallas."
Yeah.
Pound for pound, he was right up there.
So talk to me about being a Boston boy, but a Blue at heart.
Oh, I'm all Blues. I mean, I work for the Blues, and, you know, this is something. I live here. I love living here. I've been living here since 2001 season. So, you know what? We have never won the Stanley Cup. We want to win it. Boston has won enough. Even my family back in Boston is rooting for the Blues. So this is an exciting time for us, our family, and all the fans here in St. Louis. We want it.
What do you make, Keith, of our difficulties at home at times, like in that last game?
Well, that was tough. I mean, you look at the 20-something thousand inside, the 30,000, 40,000 on the streets, the people all excited. I mean, the place was jacked up. And you gotta give Boston credit. They won the storm. They played well. You know, I just think the guys were a little bit nervous out there with the puck, with their legs, and it's tough. It's tough, but, you know, like we've done all playoffs on the road, we've played really, really well.
Hey, Keith, this is Tony Colombo. Could you just talk for a second about how much it would mean, you know, just to the organization to finally get over the hump, finally get that Stanley Cup? I just did that story about when you do these stories and you hear these things about the Enterprise Center selling out in 10 minutes for a watch party. And then we have to open up Busch Stadium for a secondary watch party. How much this city, these fans are obviously so hungry for this. But, you know, you've been with the organization a long time as a player in the office. Just talk about what it would mean for the franchise to finally bring that Stanley Cup home.
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's a wonderful sports town, one of the best around. And we showed them that with the Cardinals, and obviously the Rams when they're here, and the Blues. They're very, very passionate fans. And this stretch drive, you know, it's been a long time since we've been in the Stanley Cup Finals. And it is all Blues right now from everywhere, not just in all over Missouri. So this is something, and to see the reaction of the people going to watch parties when the team's on the road is amazing. Everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants a parade down Market Street. Everybody wants to celebrate the Stanley Cup. It's been long enough. The fans deserve it. The organization deserves it. The players deserve it. The alumni deserve it. And that's why we need to have it tomorrow night.
Keith, I know you're known for housing the players, and I think Rob Thomas is living with you guys now, and Backus used to live with you. Have you had many discussions with David Backus so far?
No, I'm all blues right now. We kind of don't, you know, I love David. He's a nice kid, but right now during this stretch, he's the enemy. I'm sure I'll reach out to him afterwards. But yeah, I mean, this is it. This is all business, you know. This is about Robert and the boys, you know, playing for the Blue Note, and we just want everybody to focus on that and to win a Stanley Cup, so we all can celebrate it together.
So let's get a little bit into the X's and O's. That you know these two teams, you've watched them now. Obviously, longtime player yourself. If you could just give the guys some playing advice, what would you have them focus on in Game 7 tomorrow night?
I just think do what they do best. You know, I think the one thing this group has done, I mean, they've dug themselves out of a deep hole in January to be where they're at today. It's amazing what a big turnaround. And you know, it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, Robert Thomas is a 19-year-old rookie playing in Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. You know, it's hard to get there. Some guys never get there. It's hard. And so they need to just go out and do what they've been doing. Like, it's just go out and just play and be physical, do the little things, and don't worry about making a mistake. Don't, you know, just go out and play. I'd rather see you make a mistake by trying to do something instead of sitting back and playing tentative. You know, Boston's a really, really good veteran team that's been around. You know, they have some good mix with some young guys. They got a great goalie, and it's going to be one of those games where you just got to throw pucks in the net, get those ugly goals.
How much would you love to be back in your prime and put Marchand on his ass?
He is what he is. He's a great player, but yeah, he's like any other team, you know, players, everybody has them, you know. But he's a heck of a player. I just would rather keep him quiet tomorrow and let him sleep a little bit. We don't want to go after him. He's one of those guys that relishes in that opportunity. So I'd rather see him sleep a little bit.
So the power play has been such a big part of this series on both sides. Boston's done a great job of converting their power plays, and the Blues haven't. When you're watching this Blues power play, are they doing something wrong, or are they doing everything right and they're just snake bit and can't find the back of the net?
Well, I think you're just trying to get too pretty at times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to get a lot more movement on your power play and really, you know, guys like Vince Dunn and Parayko get pucks through. I mean, you can't be too pretty against this team. This team is very disciplined on the defensive side of the puck, good sticks, and I mean, there's nothing really you can't access. You got to take what they give you, but you got to need a little more movement. I think we're too stationary, and when in doubt, just get pucks in the net and crash.
So, Keith, Game 7, obviously, guys on both sides couldn't be more prepared and motivated, but do you feel like either team has any more pressure on them?
Well, I think the home team, you know, and this is just on any games, any big games. The home teams, it's always, you know, you got the fans behind you. You try to get too excited to try to play, you know, be aggressive. And if we can come out, the Blues can come out and just weather the storm a little bit and hang around. It's a real big benefit for the visiting team. But like I said, this team has won before, the Bruins. It's going to be tough. But, you know, like I said, we've been around winning a lot of road games this whole year, and especially in the playoffs. So you just got to go out and play, and whatever happens, happens.
What's your take on Binnington? I mean, it's just unheard of, you know, just rookie guy, and he just seems to have, you know, ice water in his veins.
Well, if it wasn't for Jordan Binnington, we probably wouldn't be here. We might have not have made the playoffs. So, you know what? There's nothing I can say or do to him. He's done a great job, and he's just got to go out and just do what he does best. I forget what his record is after a loss, but it's amazing in the playoffs. So, you know, we're expecting nothing but the best from him tomorrow.
All right, brother. Have a good time tomorrow night. We appreciate you taking a few moments for us.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot. Let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues. See you all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.